Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mastering English A2, through reading 30 texts to improve grammar, vocabulary, and IELTS skills by A. Valiui is an English learning workbook built around short, level-appropriate readings. Positioned for CFAR A2 learners, it uses reading passages on everyday topics as the main vehicle for improving language accuracy and confidence. The core purpose is practical help learners read with better understanding, while steadily strengthening grammar and building usable vocabulary connected to real situations. Each text is followed by exercises that focus attention on key language points found in the passage, so learners move from exposure to controlled practice. The overall structure supports a step-by-step routine that suits self-study as well as classroom use, while it highlights IELTS as a goal. The approach is broadly relevant for learners who want to improve basic reading skills and consolidate common grammar patterns before moving into higher-level materials. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a reading-first approach to building A2 fluency. The book is organized around the idea that steady reading practice is one of the most reliable ways for A2 learners to progress. Instead of presenting grammar in isolation, it places short passages at the center of each unit, using them as a natural source of vocabulary, sentence patterns, and common expressions. For learners at this stage, reading can feel slow because they are still automating core structures. Short texts reduce overload and create a manageable challenge, allowing readers to focus on meaning without getting stuck on every unfamiliar form. This reading-first design also encourages the habit of extracting information, following a simple narrative or description, and recognizing how basic grammar works in context. By repeating this cycle across 30 passages, learners get frequent exposure to high-value language, which supports confidence and improves comprehension speed. The practical benefit is a routine. Learners can follow consistently read, understand the main message, and then look more closely at how the language is built. Secondly, context-based grammar reinforcement. A key theme is consolidating foundational grammar through targeted practice that connects directly to the reading. At A2 level, learners often know rules but struggle to apply them accurately. Grammar activities tied to the passage help bridge that gap by highlighting forms as they are actually used, not as abstract examples. This contextual focus can support common A2 priorities such as working with simple tenses, basic sentence structure, question forms, and frequent functional patterns used in everyday communication. Because the grammar work follows the text, learners can compare the exercise answers to language they have just seen, making the learning loop more concrete. The step-by-step feel also reduces confusion. Learners first meet the structure in a meaningful context, then practice it in a controlled way, and finally build readiness to use it in their own sentences. This design makes the book useful for learners who want clearer accuracy before moving to more complex reading or test materials. Thirdly, vocabulary growth from everyday topics. The selection of everyday themes supports vocabulary development that is functional rather than purely academic. For A2 learners, the most valuable words are often the ones that help them handle routine situations, describe daily life, and understand common written messages. By building vocabulary around short passages, the book encourages learners to learn words together with their typical context, which can improve recall and reduce the chance of misusing them. Exercises linked to the text also help learners notice collocations and simple patterns, such as how words combine in natural phrases. This matters because vocabulary at A2 is not only about quantity, but also about usability, choosing the right word, understanding common meanings, and recognizing words in new sentences. Repeated exposure across multiple texts supports retention, and the controlled practice after reading helps transform passive recognition into more active knowledge. The result is a steady expansion of practical vocabulary that can immediately support reading comprehension and basic writing and speaking tasks. Fourthly, a consistent read-understand-practice-apply learning cycle. The methodology can be understood as a repeatable learning cycle that makes progress measurable. Learners begin by reading a passage, then work to understand it, and only afterward focus on grammar and vocabulary exercises that reinforce what they encountered. This sequence matters because it mirrors how language is processed, meaning first, then analysis, then practice. For self-study learners, a consistent routine lowers friction and makes it easier to study regularly. For teachers, it provides a predictable lesson shape that can be adapted to different classroom pacing. The cycle also supports metacognitive skill building, such as learning to reread for clarity, infer meaning from context, and check understanding before moving to language form. Over time, this repeated structure trains learners to approach unfamiliar texts with a plan, instead of guessing randomly or relying on translation. The practical value is not only the content of the passages, but also the study habit. The book encourages a disciplined path from input to practice that can be reused with any future reading material. Lastly, two-level preparation that aligns with IELTS-style needs, although IELTS is typically taken at higher levels. The book positions A2 reading practice as a foundation for future test readiness. The relevant contribution is not advanced test tricks, but basic skill development that later supports IELTS reading and language use demands. Learners strengthen core abilities such as reading for gist, identifying key details, and dealing with common grammatical structures under light pressure by improving vocabulary and context and reinforcing accuracy. Learners reduce the number of small errors and misunderstandings that can slow them down when they eventually face longer and more complex texts. The book can therefore serve as an early stage bridge. It helps learners move from beginner materials to more demanding exam-oriented resources without skipping essential steps. This is especially useful for learners who set IELTS as a long-term goal and need a clear, structured starting point. Its A2 focus also keeps the learning experience accessible, which can improve motivation and consistency, two factors that strongly influence long-term exam preparation outcomes. In conclusion, this book fits learners who are at CFAR A2 or near it and want a straightforward way to improve English through reading without jumping into materials that feel too difficult. It is also suitable for self-study students who need structure, because the passage plus exercise format creates a clear routine and makes it easier to study in short sessions. The main benefits are practical, better reading comprehension, stronger control of basic grammar, and broader everyday vocabulary that can support simple writing and speaking. For learners with IELTS as a future objective, the book works best as an early foundation builder rather than a complete exam course, helping them develop the accuracy and reading habits that more advanced test preparation will assume. Compared with many A2 workbooks that separate grammar, vocabulary, and reading into different sections, it stands out by keeping them connected to the same text, which can make learning feel more meaningful and easier to remember. Its value is in consistency and focus repeated, level-appropriate reading practice paired with targeted language exercises that reinforce what the learner has just understood. If you would like to support A Lao Yui, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.